When Rob Allen signed on as interim CEO of Sitka Community Hospital last month, he says his first goal was to move the organization from crisis mode to urgent mode.
I think what really helped was getting that $1 million line of credit. It really kind of gave us a cushion and stabilized us.
That was the $1 million loan from the city of Sitka, approved by the assembly on December 23rd after former CEO Jeff Comer, on the job for barely 3 months, discovered the hospital didn't have enough cash to meet its short-term expenses. So far, Allen says the loan has given the hospital the breathing room it needed, and he hopes he won't have to return to the assembly for more. One of his first moves as CEO was to hire a CFO, Chief Financial Officer. The hospital's longtime finance chief, Lee Bennett, resigned on December 3rd, just as the financial crisis came to light. In early February, Allen hired Cynthia Brandt for that role. Based in Anchorage, Brandt will work with the hospital through the end of April. And Allen says that for both him and Brandt, goal number one is to stabilize the hospital's finances. Goal number two is to figure out what went wrong.
And I hopefully we'll have a much clearer story that we can tell about the last couple of years. Because if you look at the past year's financials, and 4 or 5 years ago, the hospital was in, pretty strong shape.
But for the moment, Allen says, he's concentrating on now. In the first 6 months of this fiscal year, from July 1st to December 31st, the hospital lost more than $1.1 million. In December alone, the last month for which there are complete numbers, the hospital saw a net loss of more than $140,000. And some of the problems are clear. The long-term care unit, which provides much of the hospital's operating revenue, had just 9 residents in December, down from the budgeted 12. There were also fewer acute care patients. And Allen says the hospital's billing system is a mess. That may be in part because of the switch to electronic medical records in 2014. He says it was not a smooth transition.
My speculation is one of the causes of the hiccups, there was a real problem there with billing for, I think, a few months when they were doing the changeover from into the electronic medical records. There was a real problem getting the bills out the door, and that eventually meant that there was no cash coming in, and now we're just trying to get caught up. That's why our accounts receivables, I don't know, is there accounts receivable number in here?
Allen is paging through the December board report.
Yeah, our patients' accounts receivables is almost $6 million, which is really high.
That's basically the amount the hospital is owed but hasn't yet collected, whether from insurance companies, patients, or federal programs like Medicare or Medicaid. And then there's the credentialing issue. In order to bill Medicare or Medicaid, providers at the hospital must be credentialed with those programs. But several doctors' credentials had lapsed, an administrative snafu that could cost the hospital hundreds of thousands of dollars in bills it must either pay back or write off. Allen says there are a few bright spots. The hospital has contracted with an outside collector to follow up on bills over 60 days old. That money is expected to start coming in this month. And in the meantime, the hospital is tightening its belt. There have been no layoffs, and so far none are planned, Allen says. But positions that open up due to retirements are not being filled. Purchases are on hold unless they're absolutely critical. Meanwhile, the hospital is also searching for a new CEO. It has several options. The recruiting firm B.E. Smith, which found Jeff Comer, has a clause in its contract that if a CEO leaves within 2 years of hire, it will conduct another search without charging its fee. The hospital is also exploring the idea of a management contract with a company like Providence Health and Services, which could provide a CEO. And the third option is Allen himself. His contract runs through April 17th. 3 months at a salary of $12,500 a month, but he says he might be open to staying longer. That will depend in part on his other obligations. When he was hired, he was in the midst of launching a new charter business, and he'd have to find someone to run it. But also, he says he wants to make sure he's the right man for the job.
And, I also wanted to make sure that I can do this job. I don't have the medical background. That was, my weakness. I think that's why I was the second choice candidate last summer, was because I don't have that medical experience running any kind of medical operation. So it's a very steep learning curve, and I wanted to make sure it was a good fit.
Allen was the runner-up for the CEO position last summer. His family owns the local shipbuilding and tour company, Allen Marine, though he sold his share several years ago. Born and raised in Sitka and a former Sitka Assembly member, he now splits his time between Southeast Alaska and Massachusetts. And despite the hospital's many woes, he's confident this crisis will pass.
you know, we're going to move forward. I'm confident the hospital is going to be here, and you know, we'll work hard on coming up with a credible plan for the community, and kind of see where that process leads us.
You have to figure out where you are and how you got there before you can figure out where you're going, Alan says. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waltholtz.